With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A state of emergency is in effect for all of New Jersey, plus New York City, its northern suburbs, and Long Island due to flash flooding. Reports of cars submerged, flooding in Grand Central Station, and floodwater seeping through the walls of the 7th Avenue subway station in Brooklyn. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is urging Big Apple residents to stay put unless they live in a basement apartment, in which case he says move to higher ground. A New York City police officer is laid to rest.
At a mosque in the Bronx, mourners honored the NYPD officer killed in the attack at the NFL headquarters building. In a statement read from Officer Dieter al-Islam's wife, she said to the family, "He was our world. To the NYPD, a proud officer." New York Governor Kathy Hochul says Islam saved lives.
"He was out front. Others may be live today because he was the barrier."
Islam was working a department-approved private security detail in uniform when he was shot.
President Trump's tariffs are kicking in. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says nations will soon find out their tariff rate.
"The trade team has been working around the clock to try to be in correspondence with as many countries as possible. But if they haven't heard from us yet, they will in the form of a letter or an executive order by midnight tonight."
Roughly 250 National Guard troops are staying in L.A. after the latest drawdown order by the Trump administration. A Pentagon spokesman says the remaining troops will be tasked with guarding federal personnel and property. Over 1,300 troops were released from the Federal Protection Mission Wednesday, weeks after the National Guard was deployed to L.A. amid widespread anti-ICE protest. Microsoft now only the second company to ever reach $4 trillion in total market value. Chipmaker NVIDIA was the first company to hit the $4 trillion mark earlier this month. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission wants your help. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While religion remains an important part of life in the United States, things are much different for our neighbors to the north. The rate of regular church attendance in Canada, far lower than in the United States. And evangelical Christians have nowhere near the political clout in Canada that they have south of the border. This is SRN News. Healthcare stocks led losses on Wall Street.
Stocks gave up early gains and closed lower on Wall Street, led by drops in healthcare companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 330 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped less than 0.1%. Healthcare stocks sank after the White House released letters asking big pharmaceutical companies to cut prices and make other changes in the next 60 days. Seth Sutel, New York.
Presidential fitness tests returning to schools across the country. President Trump said he's bringing it back. It includes push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, a mile run, and a sit-and-reach where you sit on the ground and reach for your toes. Barack Obama had replaced it with an assessment on personal health. The president's also reestablishing the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, which will partner with professional athletes and sports organizations. More details at srnnews.com.